How will you know that there is a cyber-knee threat? As said earlier, this is not always easy, and there is a risk that you will not understand that you are at risk until in a later part of the incident. RN. Most problematic is the R scenario, where the radiation does not provide any traces that could be observed. But, even though the ionizing radiation is odorless and invisible, the source may be visible. One common fear in these situations is the dirty bomb example, where explosives is used to disperse radioactivity. For you, as a police officer, it is of vital interest to minimize your exposure time on site and to keep your distance to the radioactive source. B. Biological agents are odorless and invisible. You will probably find no signs at the scene, but rather connect the incident to intelligence. Has there been any threats? Check for dispersal devices and, if indoors, investigate air handling systems, intakes and exhausts in order to discover traces. C. Even though there are dangerous chemicals used for antagonistic purposes that will be difficult to observe, most often there will be unusual odors, smoke with unusual colors, gas or vapor clouds, liquid spill, or other chemicals spread around. The symptoms of the victims may be an important key to understanding which cyber-knee threat that is causing the damage. However, the symptoms can be rather delayed, especially for damage from radiation and during the incubation time for victims after a bee exposure. This complicates the handling of a bee incident, since exposed victims may act as reactors in which the bee infection will multiply, making the victim a danger of infection to other people in his surrounding. The danger of C and R will decrease when you interrupt the exposure by leaving the incident. There are dangerous chemicals that can be used for antagonistic purposes, such as mustard gas and hydrofluoric acid, with large impact on the health but with initially rather low direct symptoms, which could be delayed for hours. However, there are often severe direct effects from toxic chemicals, even though the perceived danger and real danger not always are in proportion to each other. If we take the example of mustard gas, in produced weapons with mustard gas, there is often additives of tear gas or other blister agents with rapid onset of damage, which improves the initial effect of the dispersed agent. It is important to notice that the toxicity of an agent is not only dependent on the agent, but also on the victim's received dose and on the route of the exposure.